nothing to be said about this timing, and I'll follow super you. Take your turn and take forever. Dishonestly, you make you start some shit. You're not getting too old for this. You're not getting any smarter.
Record meeting.
Yay, okay.
Yay.
We figured it out. We literally had to like hack the mainframe. Like, I don't know about you, but it took me like, I was just watching a little spinny dial for like 15 minutes just before it let me in here. So we made it.
We did, yeah. We're in the Zoom.
And the episode started. Let's just go with it. I'm feeling it. You guys ready?
Is this an unlimited Zoom too?
Yeah. Yes. We hacked the mainframe.
Shit, we have premium Zoom.
Business account.
Oh, we are balling.
Let's be clear. Brian and I do not have premium Zoom. Our guests.
No.
We would never spend another dime than we'd have to get.
Podcast.
Yes. Not even happening.
Well, as we're starting, welcome to Local Roots Podcast. I'm Brian.
I'm Larry.
And we have two guests. Introduce yourselves, guests.
Yes, please. We have a familiar face and a not so familiar face. So I say the newest to the podcast has to go first.
And two furry faces.
And two fuzzy faces that like go across the camera every once in a while. Keep it a little exciting in here. I love it.
I'm Courtney.
Hi, Courtney. Tell us a little about yourself. What do you do? What's your favorite color? That's what we made Tyler do. What's your favorite color?
Green. Oh, yeah.
Green. Okay. Tyler's was blue, in case you were wondering.
What's your favorite food?
Chicken tenders.
And then Brian wants to know what you do with potatoes.
Oh, yeah. What's your... When you eat potatoes, how do you like them prepared?
Well, I had potatoes this evening. It was cheesy potatoes.
Dope.
Okay. Are we talking like scalloped potatoes or like shredded or...
brown, like casserole.
Casserole spuds. You cube them?
Yes.
No, those were shredded this time.
Shredded in the casserole. Okay. Did you hand shred them or do they come from a bag?
A restaurant.
Oh. Sorry. Okay. That's very that's fancy potato.
Not to derail this, but do you guys ever go to Sam's Club? You can get cauliflower mac and cheese. That's what that made me think of. And it's like in a tin and it's just like basically just like a device to eat a ton of cheese. And it's just like diced up cauliflower in a tin with a bunch of cheese and you put it in the oven and then you have cauliflower mac and cheese. It's fantastic.
Huh.
But please do carry on.
We're Costco people.
I would rather be a Costco person. So I totally feel that. It's just our closest Costco is 28th Street with it, which is like a half hour or more. When Sam's Club's only like 10 minutes from our house.
I have never been inside a Costco.
No?
Not even once.
Right next to you, Larry. We're like a mile and a half away.
So how often do you go to Costco then?
Not enough.
That's what I'm saying.
You want to go more like now. A half
hour? Wait, where do you live? You're only a mile from me?
No, we're like, we live halfway between Luton and Canonsburg, so... We're on Belding Road.
Oh, Luna Kids. Okay.
By Silver Lake.
Yeah, totally.
Stanley. Awesome.
Hi, Rick's, the badass beer store. They also have groceries, but
oh,
the beer selection's pretty on point.
like by that new apartment complex or whatever?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was thinking Rick's. Anyways. My complaint about Rick's, though, is that the beer that they need to refrigerate, they don't refrigerate. So...
Get them. Brian, use your platform to take Rick's down.
They have a lot of Austin Fuck brothers. Rick's. And it's great, but like they ruin it by not keeping some of it cold.
Yeah, I wonder why. It's probably just like it doesn't sell for them and they're just like, well, we got to keep the Coors Light cold.
Yeah. Somebody was just complaining. I was looking at Arvon's social media. Someone was complaining that one of the stores in Traverse City stopped carrying their beer. And then Arvon had to tell them that, yes, we told them to stop carrying our shit because they wouldn't refrigerate it.
Oh, hell yeah. Good for Arvon.
So suck it to whatever store that was.
Way to get them. It's probably there's Rick's in Traverse City. It's probably Rick's.
It's probably Rick's in GC.
What was out on Traverse City last weekend? It was like 80 degrees and sunny.
Oh, I almost don't want you to tell this story. Like, obviously, I do want to hear all about it, but I'm just going to cry because it was the Iceman that never was.
No shit. Larry used to live in Traverse City. Did you guys know that?
I did.
For like a while. I missed that house.
Listener then.
Courtney Leary and his wife used to live in Traverse City with their son, Teddy.
Yes. Huh? It's riveting. and but before that, Leah, let's go over every place I've lived. That should be a cool segment.
Well, did you live anywhere before Owosso?
Me?
Yeah. Did you come to Earth in Owosso?
Yeah.
Or were you born somewhere else?
I grew up in Bay City, I think.
Oh,
you were born in Grosse Pointe.
Bay City.
I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere in this old state. I've been everywhere.
Should we call you Mr. Worldwide?
Mr. Michigan Wide? All right, let's get back on track.
Anyways,
we didn't even let Brian introduce himself.
Brian, please introduce yourself.
Brian, Zajac, again.
All right, how about this? Go listen to the last episode we did with Brian, and then you know all about him. How about that?
And that's Brian.
All right, good episode.
So Brian has recently been teaching me how to have more fun on a bicycle and how to drink Michelob Ultras faster. And to always carry beer in your vehicle.
I don't know what's more impressive.
It was a lesson.
To learn tricks on a bike or to teach Brian Davis how to chug a beer, because that's almost...
Impossible. We're not chugging them. We're just drinking them faster in between laps.
Okay, gotcha.
So I think that's probably why.
I knew that could happen. Brian Davis chugging a beer.
No, yeah, that will never happen.
Never.
Well, nice thing is Mick Ultra is like drinking water, so you can get it down pretty quick.
It is. Hell yeah. I do like the organic one, the gold one. That one's nice.
I tried to get it for tonight's episode, but it was sold out.
Whoa. Is there a supply?
The hot commodity.
Yeah.
Michelob's out of organic hops.
All right. Well, let's tee this back up. You started talking about the Iceman.
And then we derailed it completely.
Yeah. No. But that, I mean, that's what the show is. So if people don't like it, then they've probably never heard an episode before. So, getting back on track, kind of. What about, how was your last weekend? Tell us all about it. First of all, I didn't even know it existed until you DM'd us and were like, well, there actually is a bootleg Iceman race. I was like, wait, what? What?
And it sounds super fun and hard.
So were you guys like certified stinkers going out there, like above the law?
So we didn't. Our race is the next day, and it's in a slightly different location. But we did notice there were a ton of people up there doing what you said. They rode an Iceman. And
a nice man.
Yeah, there were a ton of cars going up. Like it was almost like not quite a normal weekend, but there was enough to be excited about driving up.
Okay, yeah. I saw Alexi Road, and I think a lot of guys from GR, I'm assuming, were up there. Did you guys try out the VASA at all while you were there?
No.
I'd be curious to know like what the traffic was, because I would assume it was pretty heavy.
I think it was probably really heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, we thought about it, and obviously, I'm sure everyone who's ever done Iceman probably thought about it at least, and 50% of them actually committed to it.
Yeah, it was like a free Iceman.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. No kidding.
Yeah.
Next year when it's shitty, you have to pay $110. So
yeah,
can't wait.
I'm already excited. For that.
For a fact, will be the worst winner ever. It just has to. It just has to be. Like,
it'd be fun to ride behind you guys with like an ice cold water jug dumping it on you the whole time, getting your bikes all crappy and watch you guys do it. Just to be like,
what?
That's
the most rude thing I've ever heard.
All right. So. Brian's not allowed to race.
Yeah, no joke.
Or if you see him, run away from him.
I would be impressed, though. If you had enough water to consistently make it a rough time for 30 miles,
for 30 miles.
to torment me, I would have had to done something really bad to deserve that. But also, I'd be like This is pretty impressive. This guy's got skills.
He's got a sidecar connected to his bicycle, just with gallons of water.
Ripping through single track with a little sidecar, that'd be pretty...
Oh, there's only a little single track. What are you talking about?
There's some.
That's very true.
We need to solve this mystery like real quick.
Or if you just ride actual Vasa, there's a ton of single track.
That is true.
Which is probably what I would have made us do. Like, I wouldn't have done the actual Iceman because I know we would get lost and end up doing like 50 miles. And then after that, we'd just be like, well, now we need to get back because I know the girlfriends and wives are not going to stick around waiting for us for like a not actual finish line. Like, imagine that. They're just like sitting in the cars waiting for us.
No, they're not. They're wine tasting somewhere.
Exactly. They would not be there.
They would just be extra drunk. Yeah, up Old Mission. Uh-huh. Why we're gross and muddy. But yes, so Brian, you said we need to get to the bottom of something.
We need to get to the bottom if the beer you got at Iceman Ooh. Was from Courtney.
Yes.
She was heckling and handing out beer.
I would love to know.
Oh.
It is one of the only times I've ever successfully like chugged a beer. And this was at Iceman, and someone threw me in all day, and like I caught it, and I was like,
what section was it at?
It was at the, it was straight away, and it was like knee deep mud.
I think like right before Williamson Crossing.
That's where I usually hang out.
By like the fire road, like by there's power lines.
Yeah.
It was very flat.
No way. What are the chances?
That could have been it. And it was like, I think it was the muddiest section of the trail.
I don't think that was where it was like really muddy though. Mm-hmm.
It was
muddy. Were you tossing out all days?
Because it was an all day.
I usually have beers on hand and give them to people who, like, as they're coming by, I'm like, you paid for this, you want a beer? And then sometimes they stop.
Somebody was like, do you want a beer? And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like, okay. And I caught it. And I was like,
I hate to stop down, but Brian, what did you do? What did you do once you got the beer? You remember, this is a audio medium. Brian acted out chugging visually, and it was great miming. Don't get me wrong, but I think you forgot it was a podcast.
That's just for your guys's, you know.
That was just for us. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm
just,
sorry.
That's just for you.
I shouldn't have said it.
For our listeners, I majestically caught this 12-ounce aluminum can containing liquid, and then I opened this with my teeth, and then I ate all the beer out of it. And then I probably
my teeth hurt because Brian literally does that. He can like chew open a can.
You bite it. Like, I have sharp incisors.
Okay, so that's disgusting. So you guys did a fake race after the day. Tell me what that was.
Oh, I think they would argue it's a real race.
Okay, sorry. But it's been described as the bootleg Iceman, so I guess fake race is on the mind.
It's just called the bootleg.
Ah.
Okay.
It's a downhill race that is up by the state hospital.
Oh, Copper. Yeah.
Copper Ridge.
I tried to do that once when I first started mountain biking with my Felt 20 something, like the cheapest mountain bike that Felt makes, and it has like it was 27 inch tires regular, like
equivalent to my Rock Hopper.
It was basically the equivalent to a Rock Hopper. It was it had like a SRAM X3 or something, like 3x, and I tried one jump, fell, and left. I didn't fall, actually. I slipped because I was on flats at the time, and I slipped off and got gooch rocked real hard. And
gooch rocked.
Yeah, so like I did do a jump, but I technically didn't fall, but like I slipped off the handlebars and just went boom up the keister. It hurt so bad. And that was like my first time ever attempting a jump too, I think. That place is impressive from my first time ever trying something. Everything there looked scary.
I have never been there.
It's big.
Yeah.
It's big. So like history of the race back in the day,
how far back are we talking? Like
16 years.
He would say the other day.
The other day. 16 years
just
ago.
The other day.
1985. Like
2004.
Five. Okay.
Okay.
16 years.
There's a whole bunch of dudes that rode for a downhill team out of Traverse City. The Mess Crew, Modern Extreme Sports.
Groovy.
Okay.
And we were tasked with doing like a trials / jump demonstration at the Iceman finish. We set up ramps and like picnic tables and jump on them and do all kinds of stuff like that. And because we were all from like other places in the state, we'd like go up and stay there. And we had started building these downhill trails earlier that year and decided, hey, we should race these downhill trails while everyone's in town. Like, oh yeah, that'd be fun. What could we do? We'll call it a bootleg. And we had this like leg lamp thing, just like Christmas Story.
Hell yeah.
And that was the prize. But like to kind of like get everybody involved, what we did was the entry fee always to this day is a working bike part.
Oh yeah. So, you did tell us a little bit about this last time. Awesome. Yeah. Keep going though.
Yeah. You just bring a working bike part or a six pack of beer or a pint of whiskey, whatever. We're not even that picky. And then you toss it in the kitty. You go up, you race with our very advanced timing system of two-way radios and a cell phone.
Nice.
Do you accept Busch Light as an entry fee?
Yeah. What's the minimum six pack?
Probably have to be a 12-pack.
Okay,
12-pack
yeah.
12-pack
okay,
of lattes. Okay.
We pick one of the easier trails, usually, so we can get more people involved.
Okay.
This year, it was more of a private event, and we had much less racers, but try to get everyone. Usually, there's a few kids, a couple women, a bunch of dudes, and
it's like... So about biking in general?
Yeah, the normal demographic.
Oh, perfect.
So we pick an easier course. The course ends up being like a minute and 10 seconds.
Okay.
The winning time this year was 58 seconds.
Ooh.
And I think it went back to like 150. So
okay. In that what did range, you do?
Not first.
Okay. What was your time?
Never a bride, always a bridesmaid. second place, 59 seconds.
Oh damn! Yeah.
Told you if you put some Laker on, you probably would have shaved a second off.
Yeah.
Like it's better. He's like, yeah.
No. I saw it in his eyes. He was like, man, I know that's true, but you'll never catch me dead in it. That's what I saw in your soul.
I don't have a soul. I'm Ginger, for those that can't see right now. So that's just
didn't big. Think that was real. Is that real? Oh, no.
Real. I
forgot to tell that to our audience.
I'm pretty rude. I used to wear spandex.
Okay. I mean, I always was against it my whole first year, but then everyone's like, just get one pair of bibs. And then I was finally like, okay. And then I got them, and now I like bibs.
I'm a
little bibs boy.
I do the shorts over the bibs now, but I do wish, so I like.
Why? What made you do that? I'm curious. Not that I think one is better or the other. I'm just curious.
Honestly, if I had a zipper pocket in the back of my jersey, it wouldn't be as big of an issue, but I really like being able to put shit in my pockets, and I feel like my taint has some extra protection.
Okay.
Yeah,
I get that.
When it's really hot, though, I like the other day it was really hot, so I took the shorts off and just went, you know, just the bibos. I would bibos. Like some. I think I would. I really want is a long sleeve, like a looser fitting long sleeve jersey, but that has tight, like road bike pockets in the back.
Ooh, that's tough. Because I was gonna be like, you should just get the long sleeve version of that 100% jersey I have. Because it's like a little loose, but there's no pockets in them. So,
yeah, that's my thing. And some of the bibs have pockets in the back, which is cool. But like, so much sweat goes through there that like whatever you put back there is just like super wet.
Have you ever had your? I mean, I think you keep your phone in a case most of the time, or like has like a front case. But yeah. I remember my first time doing the Dragon. I had my phone like screen facing my back in my bib. And then as I was riding, like I got like sweaty and stuff, and it kept doing the code. And when I finally needed to use my phone, I was locked out for like 15 minutes, it said. And it was like dark, and I like needed to get back. I was
going to say, Larry, why did you have to use your phone at this time?
it was intense, but yeah, I definitely see that. Like, that's why I started using like I have off-brand Camelback that I always bring with me, not for water, just because most of my outfits don't have pockets and it's easier to just throw it all in there.
That might be a game changer, is I put the shit in the Camelback. So I hate having my phone in my pocket when I ride. Like, my like thigh pocket bothers me.
I've been tempted to upgrade Apple Watches just so I don't even have to bring like an Apple Watch that has the GPS or whatever, so you don't even need to bring your phone.
That'd be game changer. Can you stream music from your watch to like
I think headphones? So they have like 4 gigs of storage, so you can download music to your watch when you have those ones.
Okay, that would be a game changer,
right? Because trust it. Like reliability for your music or for the tracking or just like being lost in the woods and having like only a watch.
Yeah. I just feel like I would be very apt to like, if I eat shit, like to crush my watch, which is now my only communication of like, how do I get home? An alert,
though. When you crash and you have the Apple Watch on, it sends an alert to people.
There you go. So
that would be cool. But would my fiance, would it send it to Alexa, or would like a helicopter come and get me?
I feel like I don't know. I've just heard through the grapevine that it does like alert like 911 if it's like enough of an impact.
Oh God.
I know I took my sister mountain biking and she fell, and her watch said, should I call 911?
Maybe that's what it's
probably a combination of the both. If like you don't answer, like you don't tap it in time, it like calls the authorities or something. Yeah. I thought that's a cool feature. So I it'd be better, like you said, if it like called Alexa or something, because you don't want like imagine like, just like it's a bad fall and you ignored it, and then you like get to the trailhead and there's like 6 ambulances waiting, and they're like
3 firemen and a helicopter.
Are you Brian Davis? Here's your bill for
$30,000.
Yeah. And then they make you come with them because like you have to get checked out, and everyone's at the trailhead like, look at this idiot. That would happen to me. I know.
That would be a thing. Brian, are you drinking not a Mick Ultra?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They were sold out.
We established that. What are you sipping on?
I was going to save it for the beer review.
This is that. Let's go.
All right.
Courtney, you did open yours. I was going to say, she's got the system for carrying the cell phone and tools and stuff.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, what do you guys do?
I use a shred pack.
Listening, I have no idea what that is.
Me either.
It's like a fanny pack.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh wait, like a hip or a back.
Yeah.
I've seen people with those, and I'm like, yes, that's what to do.
It is. It's awesome.
Yes, it is.
Red pack.
You get the airflow. You don't have the backpack like all over your back.
And is it ever taxing on like your back or anything, or is it just like so minimal?
Sits perfectly on the hips. I mean, I have girl hips, so maybe
it's different. So do I. I'll be set. That'll be perfect.
But yeah, so it's like you don't even realize you have it on.
All right. That could do me. That sounds awesome.
That might be game changer. Brian,
and it's called a shred pack.
Like flip it up and it like falls over and you can like pull out your tools.
Whoa.
Not the rider tools. I just assume everybody else has them.
Everyone always assumes tools when you're riding everybody else has tools.
Yeah.
I'm Googling this. Shred pack. Shred pack. Brian, how do you do your stuff?
How do you do?
Well, I like to dress as sleeper style as possible. So usually I have like khaki cargo pants on or something. So it just goes in my pants pocket.
You just put the phone in the cargo pocket, huh?
No, I don't wear cargos, but it goes front left corner. I typically fall on the right side, so.
He's like, I've been through the ringer.
Yeah. Though I did, we were down riding in North Carolina over Labor Day. I went off this big jump, and I felt it come out, and I looked down, and it's just slowly coming out of my pocket off of the and I just know that Kellen's behind me on his bike, and I'm like, uh-oh, he's going to land right on it. He saw it coming out, and he missed it. But, yeah, I cracked my screen.
Oh, well, someone did. That sucks.
Only time that's ever happened, though. I've never dropped a phone riding except that one
time. I was just about to ask, like, have you guys ever, like, I'm surprised I've never damaged technology or anything while on a ride. Like, I've had some wipeouts, and I got, like, sand in my watch once, and then it couldn't push the buttons for a week, but then it was fine. But, yeah, I don't think I've ever cracked a phone, but I feel like it would have happened.
I destroyed my watch at Whistler.
Did you? Oh, at least that's at a cool place. Yeah, I was at Whistler, so.
Was that when you got hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, tell us. please relive your injuries. We'd love to hear about it.
It's good content. Come on.
I went off a drop without, usually I'm like really like adamant about checking out drops first before I do them. This one I was like, oh, I got it. And went off with it. And, it was more of a downslope, and I went too far back. And when I landed, my girl area was between the seat and the tire.
Oh, and no.
When I landed, I had 8 inches of suspension compressed into my abdomen.
Oh, God.
Crashed so hard that on the landing that it shattered my watch. And
what else?
I was going to say, yeah, what else hurt?
I feel like the watch is the side story to this.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I was screaming in pain. but I actually thought, like, my intestines were just, like, spewing out over the landing.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God!
What was the diagnosis afterwards? Was it just, like, bruises and bumps that were pretty?
In the front women area.
Were you out for a while after that? What was the recovery time?
So I went back to our condo, got cleaned up, took a nap, and then went back out for the ride.
What a boss. Absolute trooper.
Badass.
Yep. I'd be done for the season.
She broke her foot and kept riding. Because we always go for like 10 days. She always gets hurt on like the third day.
Sounds like maybe you bullied her into it.
Yeah. Sounds very much
totally,
like that.
I'm totally kidding. I really didn't mean that. Yeah.
You go the other way.
She's like, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
No, we did this like super epic.
The third day and you're already hurt?
Come on, man up. You got 2 feet. Use the other one.
Well, like the next day we did this like, it's a 5,000 foot climb in 5 miles. So it's like the worst climb ever, but it goes.
How do you even do that? 1,000 feet a mile?
Eagle. I don't even think elevators go that fast.
I don't even think Eagle.
Eagle with a 28 tooth. That's what we both ride.
You just put your head down and you just.
Okay.
So the climb's so
you guys
big.
Are super people.
What's it was, pterodactyl? I don't know.
It was rated like the most epic trail of the year that year. So we like had to like check it out. Mm-hmm. And you start in like the valley of Whistler where there's like a lake and it's like deciduous forest. And you like climb through all the microclimates. And when you get to the top, it's like glacial lakes. And like there's marmots running around and you can see forever. But it's like the worst climb in the world. But it's the most rewarding thing that like it's probably the single best mountain bike ride I've ever done.
How long did this climb take you guys?
Well, the first year took a lot longer.
First year we went up slow. Second year... I was trying to PR it, so I did it like an hour and a half, I think.
Yeah,
did it
like 2.
Yeah.
Dang. So did you guys, do you, on a climb like that, do you just like power through the whole thing, or do you like go a mile, sit down, eat a bunch of granola bars, take a couple Snapchats, eat a snack?
No, I powered through it. Well, yeah. Last year, the year before us, because my foot was broken, so I knew anytime I put my foot down,
it was worse than pedaling. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I've never climbed that fast in my entire life.
Wow.
So it's just like, it's gonna hurt.
When we started the climb, that's where the story was going. Like, we didn't know how bad our foot would be. And it's like this like crappy like rock thing to get to the climb. And she's like, I can't make it. I can't make it. So we like got all MacGyver on it and we ripped some bark off of a cedar tree. and we built a splint with some medical tape and some bark from a tree. And then she climbed that whole hill in a few hours.
You guys are like troopers.
What was that, Brian?
Did you climb with the bark on, or was the bark just to get to the climb?
No, I had it like, it was like a full on splint.
Yeah, it was a full splint.
Wow.
She rode like the rest of Whistler with splints in there. Like, we made different ones for the different days for her downhill bike. Well, you're at Whistler. What are you going to do? Not ride?
That's awesome. I feel like you could, like, I don't know, make like a little like traveler's guide of like how to make a splint when you fuck up your foot but want to ride the rest of the weekend instead of going to the hospital like you should.
She snapped her finger at Boyne Highlands like the first time riding with the boys and like just popped it back in and kept riding.
Jeez, what a boss.
I don't ever want to ride with Courtney because she sounds significantly tougher than I will ever be.
Sorry, I'm pulling up our game here. I have a game planned for us. Here's the game. All three of you guys are playing, by the way. And it is, I will say a common expression in two different ways, and you guys will have to say if which is the correct one. So,
okay.
There's an example that made me think of this, and we have a friend. I forget what does it say?
What's a friend's name?
What does Mark say sometimes? It's gonna make me so mad I can't think of it.
The one that we we make fun of him for. Like it's like a saying, like a correct saying, but like
yes.
You say it wrong.
Yes, that's the game. They're like common expressions or sayings that like are sometimes mis-said, and okay. I'll tell you both ways to say it, and you guys say which one's right.
I like it. Okay,
got it. So we know the rules. Now here's the question: do you guys all want to answer on the same one, and then I'll tell you the correct, or should I do a new one per person?
Probably a new one per person because...
Okay, I only ask that because I feel like the last time we did a game, people complained that some people had easier ones. And I can't control what's easier because I don't know what you guys know or not.
Let's try out that just one word for everybody and then we'll...
Okay.
If that doesn't work, we'll alter the rules.
So some of these will like sound weirder... And it don't think that that's the right one is what I'm saying. Cause I might like make it up.
Okay.
I'll edit this to make it a little more concise, but we all get it.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
Leonard. I'll go first.
Okay. Nope. Ryan. The first one is hunger pains. Do you have a hunger pain like ow, or is a hunger pang, P-A-N-G?
Hunger pang.
That is correct. It is a hunger pang.
Really? I got that wrong.
Okay. Who wants to go first at the on the top left of the screen there? Courtney or Brian?
Okay.
All right, Courtney. The next one is scapegoat. Is it a scapegoat or is it an escapegoat?
The scapegoat,
S-C-A-P-E. That is correct.
That was an easy one.
See, that's what I said. You're just trying to torture me.
It was also an easy one, but yeah, so I was just trying to be a dick.
Okay. Brian. Not Brian, okay. Brian.
Let's get one wrong.
Okay.
Let's get one wrong.
So is this one first come, first serve? Or is it first come, first served?
Ooh. First come, first serve?
That is incorrect.
Yeah!
First come, first serve.
Why can't we be guessing bike prices?
Yeah.
I live on Pink Bike looking at used bikes. Why is that happening? I mean, why is it grammar in English? That's badass.
Because it's... something.
You gotta keep you on your toes.
Trying to do something different every episode. And this is as different as it gets. Even though it might suck, whatever. Brian. Okay. Brian Davis.
Yes.
Peace of mind. Is it peace of mind or is it peace, like a piece of mind?
Double
piece. Yes, you are correct.
Okay.
Two points for Brian. Okay. Courtney, you're next. Is the expression make do or is it making do?
Make do.
That is incorrect.
Oh, really? Oh, man. I teach kids these things. That's not good.
What the fuck's making
do? I guess why it's on here is because it's been hijacked and turned into make do when it's actually
making do. Wouldn't it be like how you're using it?
That's been turned into make do, then I totally got it right.
I feel like you could turn it into, like. Moving on.
I'm going with what bestlifeonline.com says, and they are the overall say of this game. Okay. Where do we leave off? Brian. By in large. Is it by in large or is it by and large?
By enlarge?
Wait, which one did you think is correct?
In.
It is and, I'm sorry.
We're golf score, right? Golf score?
Sure. Well, I think we're doing first to five.
Larry, I have one for you.
Yes, hit me with it.
I looked it up the other day. For fuck's sake, is it...
What? For,
is it for fuck sake or is it for fuck apostrophe S sake?
So I would say neither of these are a real literary expression, but I always think of it like for the sake is belonging to fuck, so therefore the apostrophe.
You are correct, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes, I had to look it up for something. It wasn't for fuck's sake, but it was for, I don't know, for Pete's sake.
Yes. Now that one, you would definitely say it's Pete's. Right.
It's Pete for the sake of Pete. But yeah, when you're talking about fuck, then it's like you're switching it up a little bit. Okay. Anyways, cool. Okay. Kudos, Larry.
Yeah, I win. That's it. That's the game.
Game over.
All right. Moving right along here. Again, we're playing to five. Brian has two. Brian's back up. The next one is due diligence. Now, do you do the diligence or is it due diligence as in it's due?
Is this me?
Yes.
D-U-E, due diligence.
That is correct.
Yes.
All right. Brian is at three. Brian is good at this game. He got his ass kicked. You kicked ass last time, didn't you?
I did.
Brian is the best at random games that Larry makes up for podcasting.
I'm really good at things that don't matter.
this is matters. Exactly how I would classify it.
This matters, Larry. I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't. And then I'm okay with that. Courtney, you are up. Are you ready?
Yep.
Now, could you care less about this?
Oh, no. This is like totally up my alley.
Oh, no, that is actually your word. Is it, I could care less. I did that on purpose. I was just. Now, is the expression I could care less or is it I couldn't care less?
It's I couldn't care less.
That is correct. There's still because we are doing it this way, there's always a chance that you could come from behind.
That way they don't get them wrong.
Okay, this is actually a really easy one, and if you get it wrong, I will be, I don't know, I might. Brian, are you sniffing a trainer tire?
Yeah, real.
What is that?
Well, hold on. Do you guys use, real quick, sorry for sidebar, do you guys use degreaser on anything?
No.
Larry, do you use degreaser?
I think I used to, but then I got regular chain lube.
So I used just like it was a thing of degreaser for something. I've been using it on a bunch of other shit, like locks in my house, and it works great. But for
bike stuff, WD-40 on your bike?
For bike stuff, it doesn't work very well. It's degreaser, but it smells like super pungent, like vegetable oil. And anyways, that's what I can smell.
So. Mineral spirits.
Okay.
For degreaser?
Well, yeah, usually it's like some sort of mineral spirits. If it's like non-toxic one. Like we use it at work and like I can't stand the smell.
That's what it is. I think it's WPL or I don't know.
Is it an actual bike brand of degreaser? Yes.
Oh, yeah, it smells terrible.
Oh, because I loved the whatever. This is it doesn't matter, but I liked it when I had it. Brian, to you, your chance to get back in the game right here. And since you are petting your beautiful, cute dog, your question is: it a doggy dog world, or is it a dog eat dog world?
Dog eat dog world.
That was the dumbest one yet.
Hey,
I don't understand how. This is the one time in the podcast that I couldn't like derail the conversation to talking about something else. Like we're focused on me effing up.
You're back in the game. You're back in the game.
We had to give you a really, really easy one to bring you back.
I'm just going in order, guys. And I offered to have everyone get the same one.
Sure.
Okay. Back to Brian. Now we are talking about irregardless.
Oh, fuck. I hate this one.
Or is it just regardless?
Regardless.
That is correct.
Yes.
Irregardless is in fact slang.
It is. But it was just added to Merriam-Webster's dictionary in 2020.
People were very mad.
Well, yes, that was before bestlifeonline.com got a hold of it. Courtney. This is another easy one. I shouldn't say that. You never know. Should we give this one to Brian?
Right, he plays with a handicap.
Is the expression nip it in the butt or is it nip it in the bud?
Nip it in the bud.
That is correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. What? Good thing you didn't give it to Brian.
That would have been way funnier.
We did math problems.
Okay.
2 + 2.
Back to
7.
Stanley. Is it
Brian for the win right here?
No, it's my turn.
Oh, okay. Brian for the catching up. All right. Is the expression I could have done that or I could have done that?
Could have.
That is correct.
Yay!
Good move.
2 in a row.
There we go. Okay, Brian Davis.
Yes.
When people are alike, someone would say they're one and the same. Or would someone say they're one in the same?
You just said the same thing.
When people are alike, some would say they're one and the same. Or some people would say they're one in the same.
Okay, one in one and the same.
And Brian Davis won the game.
Ooh. All right. Cool.
I would say we could all go around again, but you wouldn't be able to catch him since you guys all missed one. So that was the exciting game I had picked out.
I like the game, Larry. Thank you. That was entertaining.
That's great.
You're welcome. And yes, I know.
That's great.
Thank you for indulging me.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear a little bit more about the layout of the bootleg. Like, what do you got to do? How many runs do you get? And what kind of terrain is on it? Like, could you do it on an XC race bike? Do you need a downhill bike? Tell me those infos.
Well, we hike to the top of the hill because we're lazy.
Okay.
And it's pretty unclimbable, actually. Courtney had an e-bike last year, and ooh, even that was a challenge to get to the top.
That e-bike sounds cool.
All the way.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you could coast the whole trail if you wanted to. Obviously, you're not going to win if you coast, but yeah, it's pretty much down from the go. The top of the course this year had some like real off-camber roots weaving through some trees into a sharp flat turn, couple jumps, big step down, and then some kind of like big up and downs. Nothing too exciting. And then there's like kind of a tricky drop and some really loose turns, and then finish.
Ride arounds for everything though.
Yeah, there's ride arounds. It could definitely be raced in the cross country hardtail. There are a couple guys on them.
Okay. How'd they do?
Brian's just scoping out is like, how will I fare next year?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm up there, I'm going to do it. Like,
yeah.
He's going to have a new trail bike by then.
Did any of them have a Scott Steele? And
yeah.
Was that Alexa from upstairs yelling?
What?
That's what he gets for saying he wants a new bike.
What?
He's You're literally getting bike? Yelled at for mentioning he wants
what
a new
did
bike.
What? Oh, I told them
don't chew.
That I'm definitely not getting a new bike ever. love you too. She's totally cool with me getting a new bike.
I think she bought it.
She did. I think that's what I'm getting for Christmas. Thanks, honey.
Courtney needs to tell her speech therapist to speech therapist that you have to have multiple bikes if you're really going to get into mountain biking.
This has to happen. Got to get you guys together.
Are there acronyms that you could speak to her and let her know?
Yes. N plus one MTB equals always better. Yes.
B plus B, Brian plus bike equals fun.
Better Brian. Yes. Oh. On the topic of new bikes, Brian, what did you just purchase?
Wait, let me guess.
Okay. Scooter. Yeah, well,
an electric scooter, because you know I have one. You want to race with me?
I would like an e-bike. That would be an addition.
I get first.
Yeah, when we travel, she gets an e-bike now, wherever we go.
I mean, how many bikes do you – don't you guys already have a million bikes? Why don't you just get rid of one for an e-bike? Just trade one in.
Because I can't ride them here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Dude,
people do.
I would say I rode like a half a lap at Cannonsburg today, and then did like some park stuff with Mark at like 3 o'clock. And this dude, first of all, this guy parked like a massive parking lot, and this guy parked like obnoxiously close to me. And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. And like, we both kind of got back to our cars at the same time. And this dude is like, he's hacking up a lung. He spits like 7 loogies. And I like looked around his car and I was like, bro, you okay? And he's like, I gave it my all, man, you know? And I was like, sure, all right.
A nerd.
And I kind of like looked, I went back to my car and he's like, no, man. Like, I was going up this hill and this dude passed me and I was like, that can't happen. So I try to keep up with him and I'm going as hard as I can. I notice this guy's not really pedaling and I'm like, what the hell? And then I'm like, he's on an e-bike. And I'm like, what the fuck? And his guy was like really angry. This guy was on this e-bike that passed him. And he made him like almost, you know, die on the trail. But that's my e-bike story.
That sounds like a guy who deserves to do that to himself.
Yeah.
He got passed. So he immediately is like, I got to pass this guy back. Anyone who does that is a loser.
she just says she doesn't try to do that to people on the trail, but she just rides behind all of us and asks us why we're going so slow over and over again.
That's way better then no matter what, hypothetically, you're better than everyone else and you don't even have to prove it because you're just like,
you just know you're guys. Better.
That's the tactic I would take for sure.
I don't want to blow by when passing, you know. So it's
hell yeah. I derailed that. Someone got a new bike, not a scooter.
Sorry, puppy break.
Well, didn't you both get a new bike? Is that what I heard?
I got a new bike at the beginning of COVID.
All right, let's go around the, both you guys can tell us about your new bikes. Let's hear it.
Mine's a Santa Cruz Hightower LT.
And it's dope.
It's a long travel 29er.
Nice.
It's dope. How much travel are we talking?
Oh gosh, can't think of it off the top of my head. Six?
150 front here.
Okay. 150?
I named her Charmin.
Charmaine.
Oh. Charmaine.
The not like the toilet paper.
I was going to say, oh, not, no, not the toilet paper. Okay.
No, it is like the toilet paper.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, oh, that's a great name.
How fitting. That is truly soft, creative.
Right? She's super soft. She's really plushy. So.
That's good.
By the way, not to plug Sam's Club again, but the only toilet paper they ever have is Charmin, and that was our first time getting it, and now it's the only kind I will ever use. Charmin rules.
What kind are you talking? Like Charmin Ultra?
I think it's like, it says super soft. Is that one?
I think so. Yeah.
That one then.
Cool.
is it though?
Yeah. Anyways, sorry. I was going to tell a toilet paper story. Now I don't want to. But anyways, moving on. So the bike Charmin sounds sweet. I was, what, not, Alexa's yelling at me because she says I use too much toilet paper. Come say hi.
I feel like Alexa should be on the podcast.
Hi.
She's, yeah, come say hi.
You, no, gotta, I'm not gonna,
you gotta be by the mic. You're not recording.
Yeah, we're not filming it. Alexa, I tell us how much toilet paper Brian uses.
No. There I am.
Hi.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
An Alexa, this is the first Alexa cameo on an episode.
Yeah, for a video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait, no, Charmin, she was on Joe Hurtler. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Carry on here.
So we have Charmin. It sounds like a very clever name for a COVID bike. Brian, what did you buy? And have you named it yet? And do you have it yet?
I don't really name my bikes. Other people typically will name them for me.
Okay.
Like a good nickname. Okay. I bought a Trek Slash.
Oh, so hell yeah.
Another long travel 29er.
Now, how much travel does the Slash have?
160 in the front and 150 in the rear.
Okay. Okay.
That rules. Fun fact, the bike on the Local Roots merch, that is like a, like the silhouette of a bike on the shirts and stuff we sell, is a silhouette of a Slash.
Really?
Nice.
I stole it from Trek's website, and then I just like took all the white out of it and then added a color layer to it. So, yeah.
It's now a little fun fact.
Oh, wait. No, now they can.
No. Now they know. Because
before it just looks like any other bike. And I think on the old, on like the, all right, let me, just in case someone actually looks into this. On the t-shirts and like shirts, it's the Slash, but on the actual like podcast, like logo cover, that's of a Salsa Bear Grease.
Oh, you used to have
really?
One of those.
I had one of
those. Did you guys like it? That's like always been on my list of like something I think I'd get.
I thought it was a great bike.
Yeah.
I just had too many other great bikes. To
Sometimes you got to whittle down the collection, I guess.
Whittle down the stable. I am going to grab a beer. Hold on.
Lovely.
I also have to pee.
Family. We try to sell bikes to people we know as much as we can. You get emotionally attached to them. So like,
okay. You got to know, you got to keep an eye on it. You got to say in a couple months from now, hey, how's the baby doing?
Yeah.
Or you can yell at them if it's not clean.
Yeah, blood, sweat, and tears go into a bike. I mean, if you have it for more than a season, there's a lot of emotional attachment there.
Like, especially if you've been through injuries with it or long treacherous rides where you're lost and all you have is your bike, it becomes your best friend.
But even like just like a PR, accomplishing something, or like you finishing Iceman, or like what both of us have done the Margie, and like you'll never forget when you cross the finish line for something like that. How do you sell that bike? Like it's like a horse at that point. Can't get rid of it.
So how many bikes have you owned, and how many have you ever parted with one completely, or has it always been to someone you know?
I've sold a couple. Ones I don't like as much, I definitely
like ones that you actually only have bad memories on.
Yeah, or just ones that like didn't click. Like sometimes you get a bike and it just, you know, wasn't the right one.
Mm.
Like you know when it's the right one. And
it's like what people say marriage is.
Yeah, I guess. You would know. You're the married guy.
That is true. I've been married for 3 years.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. And Brian's about to go under.
Yeah, I'm getting in.
You're getting in.
Getting in marriage land.
Yeah, you are. Getting nervous. Do you guys want to do this game?
Sure.
Sure.
All right.
Oh, wait, first, Brian, when do you get your bike?
I guess shipped out tomorrow. I'll probably have it Tuesday or so. What Sweet. Day do you want to ride the skills area?
Tuesday.
Is there Perfect. A wait right now? How long? Because I know, obviously, we talked to a couple of bike shops and they said it's been crazy trying to order bikes. Is it still the case? Or
he got his used.
Yeah, I'm a used bike buyer.
That's smarter. I mean,
if fucking deal on that bike.
Yeah, it was like half the cost of the frames that I was looking at getting. So
dang.
That's crazy.
Where did you go off of? Like done. Just yeah, where'd you buy it from?
I use Pink Bike a lot. I love
like the forums.
Oh, there's a buy sell page.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot there. It like the rear wheel's all messed up, but I have an extra wheel set. The rear shock will need to be rebuilt, but that's not a big deal. Yeah, just had a couple little things, but like, I mean, it's got a GX Eagle drivetrain and like
that's SRAM nice already. Yeah.
Yeah. SRAM code breaks. It's a carbon bike. The frame had a crack in it and it was repaired. And I guess that would scare some people, but like my Fuel EX has been repaired twice now and
still riding strong.
Yeah, it's fine.
People love the Fuel EX. Do you love that bike? I feel like I've never heard a bad thing about it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's fast and capable. Like I've ridden some crazy things I've ridden with it, which is how it ended up cracked a couple times, but.
Right. So the Slash is like basically pretty dang close to that bike. Like what's the biggest difference before we move on?
Just travel and geometry.
Travel.
Okay.
Yeah,
so like a little bit tweaked, a little more. Is it a Slash a little more aggressive?
Yeah, okay. Quite a bit more aggressive. And it's like 20 more millimeters in the back and 30 more on the front.
Damn.
So pretty substantial. And then like
the so shock. That's your not Michigan bike.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's my Bentonville, North Carolina, Knoxville, New Hampshire bike.
Like yeah, crazy shit. But yeah, because it looks like the Trek's like their top Fuel, the Fuel EX and the Slash are like the same bike pretty much, just with a little tweak geometry, and they just like stretch it out a little further each bike they go to, which I thought was kind of interesting. I'm between getting like a bike like a Fuel EX if I keep my scale, or going to like a Top Fuel or a Hey Hey just for like my one bike only. And I can't decide what I want to do.
Well, luckily you have what?
Gotta get you and Alexa together to like, you know. Post
wedding. I was gonna say luckily shopping. You don't have to decide for a while because you're not.
No, I got a whole year.
You got a lot of time to think.
You missed this part when you were getting your beer, but your Scott is going to have too much meaning. Like that's a frame you hang on the wall. You ride it till it's done. Cause that's your first real mountain.
Yeah. I really like that. I like that scale. And like, I've learned how to do a lot of shit on it. We've been through a pandemic together, like been through an engagement. We're about to go through a wedding together. Like it's going to, you know, it's got meaning.
Yeah. You keep it and buy something burly that you can throw around. Then the days you want to feel like when you want to go ride with Mark and be fast, you get on the
get on the scale
from you, and then
try to keep up.
I say do it. Get two bikes.
Yeah, his
I mean, we have like 10 here.
Jeez. You guys probably enable each other though. Brian and I have like a brick wall to jump every time.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, you just got to get over that stage of wasting bikes on road bikes and gravel bikes.
Hey, I just got a gravel bike.
Oh, yeah, Courtney just got a gravel bike and a road bike. I forgot about that.
It's a Zwift bike, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've never actually ridden on the
road. Yeah, that's for the peasants.
We bought her a smart trainer, and the guy that we bought it from, they had lost the rear wheel to the road bike that was on it. So he just threw in a free Trek road bike with like five components on it and stuff.
I lost the wheel, so I mean, here's a bike.
That makes sense. Good find.
Like a $2,000 bike. He just threw it in.
What?
Buy a trainer and get a bike.
Yeah, let me trainer shopping.
Yeah, I thought about getting rid of, I don't think I'd sell a road bike actually because Evan gave it to me for super freaking cheap. But that's my like trainer bike. So I did try putting the mountain bike on the trainer. Did not go well.
That's what I have to do this season. Maybe I'll buy a cheap road bike, but I don't know. I'm about to set up the trainer here soon.
Yeah.
I've been making axles for people so they can put their through axle bikes on their trainers so that it'll grab the rear wheel.
That'd probably help you, Larry.
I've made like three of them in the last like 2 weeks.
Well, I'm going to actually put Amber's bike on it.
There you go. Is your Trek's through axle, but your Salsa, wasn't your Salsa through axle in the front, but QR in the back?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that had like really weird, that the rear end of that bike had some weird shit on it.
Well, the thing is it had like these adapter plates on the frame. So
yeah,
the axle didn't actually touch the frame at all. It was like on these like little plates and I would have had to buy new plates to get new axles for it. And basically I would have sunk like another $500 just to use the $20 trainer I have or whatever.
Yeah, I remember that being weird because you're looking at getting like new wheels at one point, I thought, but.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't even get. Yeah, I don't even want to get into the details because I don't even have the bike anymore, but it was a pain.
I did.
Because I wanted to put 29ers on it, but I would have had to buy the entire. Like I said, Salsa has some name for it, but they're just like adapter plates essentially with like different. Whatever. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, so I don't want to get into the details because someone will be like, actually.
So Brian and Courtney, do you guys have any big riding plans on the horizon? I know COVID kind of took a shit on some really sweet plans. But do you guys have anything going forward?
I know I'm going to Raise Women's Weekend in February.
What is that?
Tell us about it.
That they closed down Ray's Indoor Park on a Friday, and it's just for women. And
then
they bring coaches in from around the country, and I think it's like my little reunion, seeing all the girls that I've ridden with over the country. So
that's awesome. And did I remember correctly that you do coach as well?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little about it?
Do it on the side for fun. I mean, I like coaching women and guys too, I guess.
That's awesome. Like, where do you do it at? Like, what does it look like? How often a week?
It's just here and there. I usually have people like reach out to me. I don't, or like if someone needs me to come help them, like host a clinic, I'll run it. And so I did the Skirts in the Dirt clinic for years.
I was going to ask if you did that. That's awesome.
Yeah that sounds super cool.
I've done a few live ones for them. I like doing that.
Well, we'll have to put your info in the description in case someone wants to hire you.
Yeah,
to host a. Do it.
Do you happen to know a Katie Baumgrass?
Sounds really familiar.
Okay, I know she did scares. She used to work in my office. She doesn't anymore, but she left on her own. We didn't fire her. she was a counselor.
Okay.
But I remember like sort of talking and because she has Skirts in the Dirt sticker on the back of her car and her husband is a big, I saw your shirt. Yes. He was a big rider for Central District and I can't remember what his name is, but.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, I've been in charge of the women's clinic for the Skirts in the Dirt for quite a few years now.
So, okay.
Yeah, I love it. So much fun.
Well, that's cool. Brian, do you have any upcoming bike plans? You still have Thanksgiving, don't you?
Yeah, Bikesgiving.
Nice.
Where we, in case, here's a pro tip for some people. You talk your family into having Thanksgiving the weekend before, so it frees up their time so they can spend it with all their other relatives so they don't have to drive around so hard that day. So they don't have to have like three Thanksgivings in a row. You sell it to them, you're like, we'll just do it the Saturday before, the Sunday before, then you don't have to worry about it.
Hell yeah. That's
perfect.
Then you're clear and you already have all those days off, so then you can get like a 5-day bike trip in.
You know, like what most people do, skip Thanksgiving for a 5-day bike trip.
We didn't skip it. We made it easier for everyone else to get to Thanksgiving.
All you have to do is make your family move a major holiday around your schedule so that you can go on a 5-day bike trip. It's that easy.
You want to look at that easy. That's one way.
But you present it as a convenience to them. That's almost maniacal.
They actually do appreciate that they don't have to go to three dinners in a row.
No, we actually scheduled the same thing. So I'm just joking. But I'm not doing a bike trip. I'm having a baby. Actually,
it'll be just as fun.
We're not doing, I don't know if you guys have heard like the news or whatever, like the latest COVID stuff, but like we just canceled Christmas and Thanksgiving.
For both of your guys' families?
Yeah, we are on full lockdown again here. I think we're just being extra safe because the baby's on the way, but.
Just you guys, or was it both of your families? Like,
no. Well, Alex texted, and that's my little brother. He said that he's not going to come home for Thanksgiving anymore. And we're like, yeah, we're probably in the same boat.
Just wants to get fucked up at the bars, but.
No. Well, I mean, if he does, then that'd be pretty shitty to do because that's the opposite of why he said he's not coming home. But I think he's serious and we're taking it seriously too. So yeah, this is going to be a boring holiday season until the baby gets here. Then it'll be the opposite of boring. But we're locking down. It'll be weird. My mom's probably not thrilled about the idea, but we all just texted her today and like, well, No Thanksgiving this year.
Okay. You guys made the decision though? Like you kids did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my parents call us and they're like, hey, we don't want you from Grand Rapids coming to our house.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame them.
I'm like, all right.
It's the same reason, you know.
So where's Brown County? How far is it from here?
6 hours.
Whoa.
When do you go? Because we don't have Thanksgiving plans.
Oh, Brian's going on a bike trip now.
I think one of the things with COVID is like hotels don't book up and VRBOs don't. So we don't actually decide where we're going until like the day before.
Last minute.
Right now we're planning on going to like Asheville, North Carolina, Pisgah area. But if the weather looks crappy, we'll probably go to Arkansas. It's our first long trip with the puppy. So,
oh yeah, that'll be fun.
Oh yeah,
Larry, let me give you some fun.
Oh yeah, real fun.
We have an 8-week puppy, and we still haven't slept. It's been 3 weeks of us not sleeping yet because of the puppy.
It's nothing compared to a child.
Yeah, sure it is. You don't sleep with a child, right?
I can't believe that. What issues are you having with the puppy? We had Teddy. Like we were in an apartment, and Teddy was even sleeping just fine. At that age, like what issues are you having? Maybe I have some life hacks for you.
We're just crate training. So
okay, see, yeah, Teddy
immediately. Oh,
well, I think that's the problem. We let Ted sleep in the bed till this day, and he's a 60-pound dog in between my legs most nights. So yeah, maybe that's just us not being stern enough. But the first time we left him in a crate, he escaped out of it during the day and got like this huge scar on his head and like got cut open. We had to get stitches and everything. So we said no. What was that?
That's why he looked at me like gave me eyes like we should be crate training him. Like, no, that's why you start them when they're little.
If you do, it'll be like their safe place. Like, that's what everyone told us. And we're like, so yeah, let's start right away. But then, nope, that went out the window.
He just starts chewing on our couch.
So some nights he's really good. And then other nights he wants to go outside every hour or so.
And play with it. And then you want to like enable that so that he knows to go to the bathroom outside, right?
Yeah.
I don't miss puppy days. And my wife was just the other day like, are you sure we should get a puppy like right before the baby? Like right when she was getting pregnant. And like, he'll be trained right by the time the baby comes. And I'm like, let's just hold off for a little bit. And then maybe once the baby's like one or two.
Last night was the first night that one of us didn't sleep next to the crate. It was the first time we left him in a different room.
Put the cat up there.
That's a big moment.
It was.
Oh my God, he's so fluffy.
Oh. Ryan, that is a fluffy cat you got there.
Oh my goodness.
Leonard.
Well, as far as Leonard did reach his head toward the mic, I think he had something to say. Well, guys, we've been going for about an hour and 20. Before we wrap up here, I think we got to talk about what we're sipping on.
Ooh, yes, we do.
I'll go first. This is my favorite blackberry bubbly. blackberry flavor and other natural flavor, of course. It is a sparkling water. Fancy meeting you here, it says. How clever. It has zero calories. Love that. Zero carbs. Guess how much fat?
Zero.
That is correct. Yeah. It's delight. 10 out of 10.
You are ruining the brand.
Not a lot of alcohol, I gotta say. It's very weak, but very tasty.
Ruining the integrity of the beer review, Larry.
Okay.
Fine.
I'm okay with it. Come at me, fools.
I enjoyed that review. You chug it down with water. All right.
Yeah, you chased your bubbly with a regular water.
Well, I finished this like halfway through the episode and switched to regular water. You know, because I like to wake up every hour to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Just be a shame. Like 4 or 5 beers deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta pee like a racehorse. Okay.
Let's hear from the people who actually have beers. Yeah.
I am now drinking a Founders All Day IPA, which is 10 out of 10, the best session ale ever created. But what I was sipping in before that was an Arvon Fruit Puff, and this was a
kettle sour. Sounds delicious. You had me at the name. Fruit Puff? Hell yeah.
Fruit Puff. Very delicious. It is a kettle sour with berries, vanilla, graham cracker, and lactose. Larry, do you remember when they had... We were at Arvon, and they had like a parfait beer?
Yeah, it was amazing.
This is what this tastes like. It's this like as that? Yeah, not quite as good as that, but it's like it's damn close. Okay. And as far as their sour goes, I think this is my favorite sour they've ever made. So,
well, wait. So the one we had was not as good as the one you have there.
I think this ties it. One's like a little more sour, but not as sweet, but you still have like the thickness of the graham cracker and the lactose and the actual like vanilla coming through. And it is superb. And I love it.
Still only 1,000 calories a can, right?
And it's still the best beer ever made. Yes, probably the equivalent to a Big Mac in a can. go get yourself some at Arvon Brewing Co.
I might do that this weekend, since I'm hunkered down in the house for a while. That sounds good.
Word. Guests, what are you guys sipping on?
I have a Corona Premier.
Now, Brian, how does that compare to the Mick Ultra?
I would say it's not as good as the Mick Ultra Gold, but it is better than the, like, regular Mick Ultra.
Okay.
So it's a 6 out of 10. Nothing
six
special.
Out of 10? That's a strong score for like a totally just like.
I like the Rona premieres. I'll say that.
I don't know if I've had them, so I can't contribute much to the convo, but you know.
It's like halfway between a Corona and a Corona Light, like flavor wise.
You know what? Yeah, it just hit me that that is not a Corona Light. So wait. Let's, since Corona is the topic of the year, what's Corona Ultra then?
Zing.
Corona Premier is their low carb beer.
Okay.
Weird low carber. So.
So is Ultra not the low carb locale one, or is regular Ultra?
Michelob Ultra.
Oh wait.
Yeah.
God. Right. I'm going to bed, guys.
By the way, Corona seltzers are awesome.
The Corona.
They
one?
Are nice. Yeah, they are good.
PBR seltzers are the worst thing ever.
I've not seen a PBR. Ooh, Coors seltzers. Ooh.
These ones are pretty good.
I enjoy those. Now, Brian, I need to know, where is the best place to purchase Mick Ultras so I can stack my truck full of them so then I can exchange beers to ride your bicycle?
Rick's has a great selection of Mick Ultra. I think it has all cool flavors all the time.
And they might be
okay.
Cold. And Tall Boys.
Might be cold. Golds, okay, now.
Tall Boys now, and Golds.
Does one Mick Ultra give me like 10 minutes of ride time, and then like a Mick Ultra Gold gives me like 13 minutes of ride time? Like, you got to give me that spreadsheet at some point.
Yeah, I think it's just one Tall Boy for a session at the park.
Oh, that's a deal. All right.
That's the conversion rate.
Is that the conversion rate? I like that. Cool.
Drop it.
All right. But last but certainly not least, Courtney, what are you sipping on? What are you sipping on?
Which is hat the flower?
What is that?
I almost had that. It's like one of my favorite. It's like probably
crazy idea. And it's from my hometown of South Lyon, Michigan.
Wonderful.
South Lyon. No kidding. Okay.
What's the name of the brewery?
Which is hat.
Oh, which is that? Okay. Awesome.
Flowered. That is probably it's in my top 10 favorite beers like of all time.
Oh, wow.
So super good. It's a New England and it's super
I would awesome. Say that's high praise, but like Brian has like 40 beers in his top 10.
But that's like, it's a super economical. You can get a six pack for like 11 bones and it's like, it's superb.
Okay.
What's that one then?
Or Doc.
She's got two beers over here. She's double fisted. Ooh.
What's the order?
Reclamation.
Ooh, what is that?
An IPA.
Okay. Okay. I had their Berserker the other day, and it was a little too, I think it was made with like Kvik yeast. Anyone's had that? It's like sounds what exotic. Makes it's like what makes New England's like that hazy, only it's like extra pulpy, if that makes sense, and it's too much for me.
Mid-Coast IPA.
A Mid-Coast IPA?
Hops are Cascade. Oh. Shouldn't be Columbus.
There's no coast in the middle of America, so that doesn't make any sense.
It's the shore.
Mid-Coast?
Maybe Mid-Coast like the UP. Who knows? I don't know.
Okay. It is Ordak. Okay, that would make sense.
Oh, yeah. Clever. What's your rating for your beer before we move on? For your witch's hat?
Hazy IPAs, I have a soft spot in my heart for those, so I'd probably say then eight.
Eight?
It's hard for me to get 10 to beers.
Okay.
It has to be like perfection. All day is almost a 10 to me, though.
All right. Eight's a solid score. Can't go wrong with eight.
I will say the deflowered changes significantly when you drink it out of a glass and from a can.
Mm. I've only ever been to Wichita at once, so.
Pro tip. I've only been there once, too. Nah, maybe twice. We used to have a Christmas party there every year. My family, totally no one cares about this. But obviously, we're not having it this year. But their mug club, they have like, they're like handmade, they're handmade like clay mugs.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Yeah. I want one.
Why do you do it in South Lyon?
I have family in South Lyon. Yeah. Yeah. My uncle and aunt live over there. And then my grandma lives in like Northville area. So it's like a, I guess it's not a central meeting place because one of the family member doesn't drive. But anyways, moving on.
Wonderful.
That's fine. So you guys, thank you so much for coming on.
This was a delight.
Is there anything else you guys like to touch on as far as the bootleg? Is there any way, like, do you want like people to reach out to you to join this? Brian, I don't know. Do you have any thoughts for listeners to, maybe join the GR trail page, come out for trail days, dig and ride, anything like that? Season's wrapping up, so I don't know, but
yeah. Well, join the GR Trail Riders page on Facebook. We post things, we do fun things like fantasy downhill leagues and random stuff like that. Just talk about bike stuff. Just a bunch of people that love bikes and share videos and whatnot.
You guys seem like the anti West Michigan trail conditions page.
Yeah. We have a lot of park members banned from there.
It's my soap opera. I love just watching and reading.
There's some grumpy old white dudes on that page.
58 comments about someone says, hey, there's a dog not on a leash on trail XYZ. Well,
you know Jesse now.
Yeah.
Jesse King is stoking that fire.
Yeah, now I can see like who's poking the bear. I'm like, no, I know him now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't say a lot, but when he does say something, it causes shit.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of trail days and stuff because, season's over. But we do quite a few race trips and stuff throughout the winter.
Let me and Larry know. We love to go. I was just talking to our buddy Evan Campbell, who you rode with for a quick sec. He went to Rays yesterday, and he said he had a blast. So,
yeah, it's fun. It's a good workout. You can work on stuff.
It's
so much more tiring than you think it is. Yeah.
He said it was super hard, like not just pedaling, but like just body was sore.
Yeah.
Dude,
everyone's like, oh, I want to go for the whole day and spend like 12 hours there. And you just look at him and laugh. You're like, if you make it 3 hours, I'll give you a high five.
Because you're constantly going, right? Like there's no like, you're not waiting.
Yeah. Well, you do a bunch of waiting too, but just like, I mean, you've ridden the skills park now. Like,
yeah.
Just standing up the whole time and like using your upper body and like that back quad and stuff. Like, just wears out quickly.
You're using different muscles because you're honing in on different skills. So the same muscles and stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. I would say like the sorest I've been for like not much riding was when I went to Maple Hill. Because I was really trying to like, get in the zone because I was loving it. Because obviously I was never been there before and I was trying to get the most out of every jump possible because I didn't know when I'll be back. And yeah, the next day I was just like, oh my God, like my whole upper body is like hurts. It was very surprising.
Yeah, that happens. Downhill trips and like jumping trips. It's amazing how sore you end up getting using your whole body to like generate power from the lip and the landing. Like you start just taking someone on a downhill trip for the first time. Like we have a lot of friends that are converted cross country riders. Oh, you guys just ride downhill? You ride the lift up? That's cute. And then come on a trip with us and like halfway through the day, they're like, oh my God, how do you guys do this all day?
Meet you at the bar.
Yeah.
That'll be me. 100% going to be me.
But so. Yeah, other than that, is Courtney the first female guest ever?
Yes, she is. Alexa was even like, you just haven't had a female on there ever. I'm like, I guess we haven't. Not purposefully.
They keep the ratio for the men to women, just in the mountain biking community consistent.
It's what we got to do. Yeah. Now we've met our quota. We've got one in, 50 dudes. And it's basically a mountain bike race. So.
Great. Awesome.
We get Michael Foster on so you can get your kid quota in too.
That kid can fucking rip. I was dying. We were at Mary's like, guys, my teeth are cold. Dude! I laughed so hard.
Pretty to tell if lost her or Dr. Rideau.
I didn't know. I just see him saying that.
And he was like really concerned. He's like, Larry, this kid, I don't know, Brian, how old is he?
He just turned 14.
And he is just like just this crazy downhill ripper guy. And he's like super good on like flatland tricks. But he hates to pedal. It's really funny.
Sounds like my kind of person. Yeah.
We did a group ride that one day and like pretty much everyone in the group ride was pretty fast. So we're just like chugging along, like just cruising. And on top of it, his brake was rubbing. His front brake.
Oh yeah. He has brake drag really bad.
Yeah. He's just dying and like starting to feel real bad for him.
And he's got a hoodie on and everyone's in like, you know, kind of athletic gear and this poor kid just this little fucking sweat ball.
Guys, my teeth are cold. I want to go home.
It was so funny. But then like we get to like a jump section and then he just like sends it over like everything and we're like, well, cool.
Yeah, doing no footers and stuff in the middle of the trail and crank.
Yes. Like Jesus. But yeah, kids going places, but as long as it goes down a hill.
I wish I just had like the confidence to do that again. Not again, like I was ever able to do that, but just like the confidence is what I don't have anymore. And now I'm like, if I fall, there's just too much at risk. Like
Larry, spend an hour with Brian at the Berg Skills Park and it'll change your biking life.
Or with Courtney. She's actually better at explaining stuff than I am. Like,
all right, we can all have a group sesh.
I was able to teach
it has Mark. To be post baby. Like I can't, like I'm definitely like twice as afraid to try stuff with the baby on the way. But afterwards, when it's just like old news, then I'm ready.
Next spring.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Never old news. Once you've had the child in your life. Like
you think it'll be the opposite?
Yeah. It might be.
I feel like this close, like I don't want to be like in a cast when like, and I can't help out or something. Just like Amber has to watch me. I'm in like a big cast and has a baby. And I'm like,
she's got to feed.
I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Yeah.
Change my diaper.
That'd be a great.
Can't wipe my ass.
I should knock on all the wood so like this doesn't happen on just like a regular XC ride.
You should like walk out of your house tomorrow morning and like eat shit on your stairs or something.
Oh God, stop it. If that happens, it's on you now.
I'll come feed you, Larry. It's fine.
Okay, deal.
Cool.
Well, guys, we don't have to hang up the call, but maybe we can. Well, first of all, thank you guys again for coming on. This is awesome. We should just do these chats every week. Doesn't even have to be for the podcast.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Let's ride.
I think soon. Before and as we wrap up here, Brian, you sent over a song from your band. Is that how we should play us out?
Yeah.
I want to hear this.
Do you want to cue this up?
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to play in bands, and it was a lot of fun. I had a head injury. If you listen to the last podcast, I only talked about my head injury. And what I did to pass the time then was play in a band and do, like, little Midwest tours, and we did pretty well and had a whole lot of fun. And we just recently got access back to the files because it was before, like, files were a thing. Because it was a long time ago.
That's
so
cool.
We finally got the digital files, and I'm still pretty proud of the band. And the band is called Hopeless Heroes, and we got to open up for a lot of big bands.
So you opened for Day to Remember, right?
We did.
That's cool as hell.
Rufio, Alkaline Trio.
You opened for Alkaline?
You Found Glory.
That's even
jeez.
Alkaline's bomb.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them for a while. It was really good times, but don't play that music rules. Anymore. I grew out of it. I'm not a child anymore. Now I just jump bikes and wear stupid costumes.
It's all you
much
need.
More mature.
All you need.
What instrument did you play?
I played the drums in that band.
Groovy. So what are we about to listen to? What's the name of the song?
The song is Caught in the Divide.
Let's awesome. And we're going to make it the intro too. So you already heard it, but we're going to play the full thing now. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Cool.